Thank you. Now I'd like to invite boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me for a few moments at the front down here. Come on down, guys. Morning. Whoa, look at all of you. Yeah, come on down. Good to see you today. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. How you doing, Gareth? Huh? All right. Hey, Mia. How are you? Okay. Guys, I want to tell you a little bit about a... Look this way. I want to tell you a little bit about a newspaper article that came out a couple weeks ago. I think very interesting. It's about a six-year-old boy named Kiernan. How many of you are 6 years old? Anybody six here? There are some six folks, and some of you are probably a little older than that, maybe some of you a little younger. Do any of you guys go to the Bicentennial School by any chance? No Bicentennial people here? Oh, over here. Good. Yes, Mia. Okay, you do. Then maybe you know this fella. His name is Kiernan Hummer. He's a student, a six-year-old, over at the Bicentennial School, and there was a newspaper article about him a couple weeks ago. And the story was about how he was visiting New York City, where I visit sometimes myself. That's where my wife's family is from. He was visiting New York City, walking down the street with his parents, and he was rather upset and disturbed to see that there were people who were having to live on the streets there, some of them living in out of these big cardboard boxes or just doing whatever they could. He saw these homeless people. And as it would probably the same thing would happen with you, it was kind of upsetting for him to see this. And so he asked, and it was a cold day when they had to be walking around New York, and so he asked his parents, he says, "Could we go get some blankets for these people that are living here on the sidewalk like this?" Well, the parents knew that wasn't going to work too well to go try to buy, going around New York trying to buy blankets for the people on the streets there, although it was something they probably needed. And they suggested to Kieran instead, they said, "Well, when we get back to our home in Nashua, there are people there too who probably need blankets. People there too who don't have places to live and have to be in a shelter or some kind of a homeless place that provides housing for homeless people. They could probably use blankets. So why don't you get some blankets when you get back home?" So we got home, went to the Bicentennial School, told the principal about it, and they started a project. And they called it Kiernan's Covers. And he put some things to collect blankets there in the school. And kids went home and told their parents about it. And blankets started being collected. And they took them over here, just a few blocks from here, to the Nashua Soup Kitchen and Shelter. And they give them then to the people who come in there who are looking for a meal or who are staying there and need some extra blankets. And it's still going on. This article was written about 2 weeks ago, and he collected 60-some blankets at that point. It's probably gotten to be more than that now. Well, the reason I'm telling you this is to say that we see problems out there. We see things that need to be taken care of. And even people of a very young age can do that. This was someone who was 6 years old. So later in the service today, we're going to be talking about how we as a congregation, and you're a part of this congregation, much as I am, much as all these folks out here are, we're going to be talking about how we as a congregation can do some things to help alleviate. Alleviate means bring down over good ways. Hunger and homelessness in our community. We're going to be talking about things that we can do as a congregation. Perhaps maybe in your classes, if not today, sometime throughout the spring, you could be talking about some things you might do, some projects you might take on like Kiernan did here, so that all of us, the whole Unitarian Universalist Church of Nashua, of which you guys are a very important part, how we can all work together to help out with this very serious problem of hunger and homelessness in our community. So think about what this one person did, this one six-year-old boy, about what he did. Think about what you could do, about maybe something that you in your classes can do as we go forward into the spring here.